Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 156 for September 25th, 2006. Cytex Eclipse 2 keyboard. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And by Visa. Safer, better money. Life takes Visa. And now, get ready for Dick!
You know, ever since I started doing this show with Dick DiBartolo, Mondays have had, you know, they haven't had the horror, the terror, the fear, the gloominess that they used to have. Because it's a brand new week of great gizwizzes. Hello, Dick!
Hey, Leo, that's so nice because before I met you, my Mondays were wonderful. And now I go,
So you're saying that, you didn't work Mondays before and now I'm making you work?
Well, no, not really. I was just saying that it's a responsibility that you've put upon me.
Heavy lies the burden on the shoulders of the GizWiz.
Yeah, that I. You know what? If we have someone out there who does needlepoint, I better not say that because someone will needlepoint it.
You know what? They do anything you ask.
It's a riot, isn't it? It is just so funny that people are so into these podcasts. Anyway, today's gizmo, the bell rang a couple podcasts ago, and I said it was a package from Cytex, and you said, oh, Cytex. Well, since that day, I have taken it out and have been using it. It is the Cytex Eclipse 2 keyboard with lights.
Illumination.
Illuminated. Now, Leo, when I was looking at it on their website, they have a picture of a red keyboard and a blue keyboard and a purple keyboard. Ooh. And I'm going, oh, I don't know which one.
Decision.
And then
it comes.
And there's a switch.
Oh.
So it is all in the same keyboard.
Good Lord, man. How do they do it?
It can be a regular dull keyboard.
Yeah.
Or should push a button. I'm doing it now. And it's blue. Push it again, and now it's red. And push it again, and now it's purple.
I'm blown away by the technology these days.
By the technology with an illumination control.
A patented illumination control, no doubt.
Oh, okay. So we can turn down the illumination.
Ooh.
And then something that I'm not quite sure why they did it, but it's really neat. They put two windows in the side of the keypad that light up in the same color as the illumination that comes through the keys. So what it is, the illumination is down under the keys. They shine around the keys and up through the keys. So you see it's a black key and only like the H and the J and the K and the L are illuminated. It's pretty nifty.
See, that's why Cytex is so much better than the other illuminated keyboard companies because, sure, they could have put one window. But no, they spared no expense. They put two windows.
And
one on each side. And there's more?
And there's more. When I was looking on the bottom to see, I don't like my keyboards absolutely flat. I like them angled up.
Yes.
Well,
that's ergonomic.
Yeah, well, it's not. I don't know if it's economical, but
ergonomic.
Oh, ergonomic. Okay.
It's not economic, but it's ergonomic.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's ergonomic.
Yes.
All,
I don't know.
There are two sets of legs.
Oh, see, they could have just had one, and it'd be a little wobbly, but they could have saved money.
But if you live on a house that's on a slant, it'd be perfect. So you can have it like raised 3/4 of an inch, or you can click them both down and raise it a little higher.
Now let me ask you a question, because it does say in the description on the website that they have large area rubber feet. Is that true?
They do. That is true. It is. It's a very solid.
See, I like that because it keeps it from slipping, but it also gives it a little bit of cushion. I think that's a really nice idea.
Yeah, and you know what? It makes the keyboard very quiet.
So now, all silliness aside, is it a good keyboard? I mean, I know it lights
up. It's a very good keyboard. You know, I have another keyboard. I forgot the name. That is brighter.
We talked about this last time. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't fly across the keys with it because it doesn't respond fast enough. This is an excellent keyboard.
What good
if you're
is it
a
to
fast
have
typer.
A light up keyboard if it's not a good keyboard? I ask you.
Well,
you got to have it. Has to be.
Yeah,
you're going to be using it. You want a good.
But you
keyboard.
Know what? I happen to. Do you type very? Are you a fast typer?
Medium.
Medium. Okay.
I'm not a touch typist. Well, I am, but I mean, you know, a self taught touch typist. That's the worst kind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a touch typist? What are you? What are you?
Well, I thought you were self-taught because your note to me earlier just said, "Dear Dick, D-Y-R-K." I assumed it was. I assumed it was
the
Dick.
Home row, and I don't always right. get along.
Right, right.
Did you study? Did you study in
you
school?
You know what, Leo? I went to business school.
No.
Yes, my father had his own company, and I said, I want to be in show business. And I want to be a writer. And my father was from Italy. Yeah. And he goes, a writer is not an occupation. An occupation uses tools. A typewriter is not a tool.
Oh.
A hammer, a chisel, a
saw.
That's
a tool.
That's a tool. So I went to business school.
To learn how to use tools?
No, to learn because I was very uninterested in building.
He just didn't think you could make it as a writer, so he thought if you learn business,
you could work on the books.
And your phone will be ringing all the time.
And my phone will be ringing all the time.
As it is now.
As it is now. But
My
father was right.
What business was he in?
My father was he did something called architectural bronze, and he was an architect who designed grills for banks. As a matter of
fact,
my brother recently told me he said, "I want to meet you at Grand Central Station because there's a restaurant there I want to take you to." So we went to this oyster bar.
Oh yeah, I've been there. That's a great oyster bar.
Yeah. And he said, "Guess what? All the railings outside this oyster bar, Dad designed."
Wow.
So they have been in Grand Central Station. It's the little stanchions that hold the railings that run down to this restaurant.
Now,
so they've been in use for about 60 years.
Is this a skill that he learned in the old country? Or?
I think he did. Yeah, he learned it in the old country. And he always thought, if you don't want to pick up tools, you'll be an accountant. And you could juggle the books, and
you could juggle my books.
You could juggle, right? So I went to business school, and consequently, I became a very fast typist.
But that turned out to be a good skill because as a writer, that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And
what's your typing speed?
About 500-600 words a minute. No, about 100 words a minute.
That's very good. You're kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
Holy moly.
No, I'm
so it takes you about 15 minutes to write one of those Mad Magazine pieces you write.
Oh, yeah. 8. Yeah. 15 minutes, Tom. That's why I have to stop to think of a joke.
So no wonder you have so much time to do podcasts.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, do you use your SciTech Eclipse 2 as your main keyboard, or is it just an adjunct?
You know what? I am right now using it as my main keyboard.
See, that's a real endorsement.
Yeah. But I'll tell you my only problem, and it's because, you know, eyes over 50 start to wane a little. I do have trouble with the numeral row of keys, trying to figure out the little
the things on top,
exactly.
So you didn't learn that in business school? They didn't think you
know what?
To
tell you the truth, I can. If I'm really concentrating, I can hit it without looking at the keys.
Right.
But
how often do you hit the percent sign or the caret or whatever? And so that makes sense.
Yeah, not that. Right.
But for you, when you're typing in magazine, you use that a lot. That's what they use for swear words. You just hit a bunch of stuff in the upper row there.
That is exactly.
Is there a formula for that?
No, there isn't. There isn't.
It's just random. It's
absolutely random. And I used it a lot in when writing the thing in the current issue, Yell's Kitchen.
Oh, I bet you did.
Because this guy, Chef Ramsay, that I call Chef Ramrod, even in the introduction of the thing, he says, I'm Chef Ramrod, and I'm here to talk about people who want to be chefs. Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? I accidentally said a sentence with no swear words. Let me start again. I'm blank, 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 Chef Ramsay, and I'm blank, blank, blank.
Yeah. So you really give that upper row a workout.
That upper row worked. I don't think there's one after that. I don't think there's one sentence from him in the mad satire that doesn't have all the, you know, the dollar signs and the at sign.
Really, I'm actually now very curious because I've tried to type those, you know, words that way, and it doesn't always look quite right. There is a...
You know, it's very funny. Talking to you now, I sort of know that you stay within, I'm looking here, you stay between like 3 and 7.
You don't use the outer ones.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and you're right. It's very funny. You'll just hit random keys and you look at it and you go,
that doesn't look right.
That's not quite right.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple more number signs. And, oh, yeah. That's yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah. Now, oh, now, oh, wow. Excellent. Now that's filthy. Now that's filthy. That says more what I wanted to say.
Isn't that funny? But there really is there's a grammar.
Yeah. Yes. There's a little.
Should analyze this at some point. We'll find out.
Well, you know, there are certain things about jokes that there's always two parts of a joke that mislead you, and then it's the third part of a joke that surprises.
There's definitely an art to this. Yeah. And I'm sure some graduate student somewhere is actually now writing a thesis on the art of the epithet in Mad Magazine. And
wow.
And the keys, the upper row keys, and how to
your
use
son,
them.
Is he in college yet?
No, but I'm going to suggest this for Henry for his science project.
I think this is perfect.
He come over and watch you use your SciTech?
Yes, right.
Then you might have to put little electrodes on your fingertips. I hope you don't mind.
Okay. And let's see.
Before we do a letter, by the way, have you heard the letters jingle now that we've
used? No, I haven't.
I still haven't, because we use it all week. But see, what people don't know, a little behind the scenes magic, is I'm laying it in later because I know that Dick is going to hate it.
Oh,
do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Before
can you
I
play
use it?
It
again, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, if I can. Let me see. I have to push some buttons here. It's not
okay.
It's not easy to do. It requires some ledger domain.
If it's not easy for you to do,
well, I have to twist some knobs, and you can't say anything, or you're going to hear yourself back. Okay, ready? Here we go. I'm going to play this for you, Dick. This is for you.
Letters. Yeah. Letters. Yeah. We get letters. Letters. Yeah.
All I do is just keep
like
singing
that?
The song until somebody finally writes us a
jingle. Wait a minute. Happy as our end theme.
No, it's some guy from Finland wrote it, and we.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I mean, it's probably
so. It has a big finish.
It does actually. Very good. You see, he doesn't really have to spend time thinking of jokes. They just come to him.
They come to me.
Before the letters, let me mention something else that came to us.
Yes,
a little packet with some cash in it from Visa. Mm. You know, actually, Visa. I bet you when Visa pays us, they don't use cash. Because Visa is better safer money, so probably they'll just charge it. Don't you think?
I hope.
I wonder. You know, we don't know yet, but I imagine when they pay us, it won't be in cash. One of the reasons they recommend, you use a Visa card when you buy online, is it's better than cash because if there's a problem, you can go to Visa and they'll stop payment and they really protect you. They also protect you against fraud with their continuous monitoring. And they have been very great to us, the entire Twit Network. So we thank them for their support. Safer, better money. Just remember that. Safer, better money. Life and Twit takes Visa. And, of course, don't forget that this podcast is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at a great job with great commissions. Get a chance to play with all the new phones. I'm a T-Mobile customer. And one of the reasons I am is because of the great customer service, the great people who work at T-Mobile. You could be one of them. Great time to get a job if you're a student, maybe part-time job or back in the workforce, or you just like to work with gadgets and meet people and have a chance to really get a great job with a great future. Find your calling. Visit www.tmobile.com/jobs. That's tmobile.com/jobs. Find your calling at tmobile.com/jobs.
And also with Visa, we never mentioned the price of the SciTech
You're right. Two. Before we get to the letters, let's tell people how much the Satech.
Okay, so the suggested retail is $70.
Okay,
it's not too bad.
No.
But I did a web search, and a bunch of prices came up, ranging from about $48 to about $52. So around $50, you can get this keyboard.
That's not bad at all. It's really nice.
And I should mention also that it has media keys on it, so you can fast forward your tunes. There's volume control right on the keyboard, and so it's pretty nifty. Pretty nifty.
I have to say, you've made me want one. So
okay,
I might run out and get one. Now let's hear that letter.
Okay.
Do you have a letter?
I do.
Okay.
Well, this is very good because I know there's another commercial coming up, and this is very reassuring. Dick and Leo, I must say that the commercials are completely understandable and, well, funny. I like the way you guys do it. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know because of what you said on podcast 151. And I'm not quite sure what we said on 151, but probably that...
You probably said people didn't like the commercials.
Yeah, there was one person who wrote in and...
You know, we went back and we analyzed it, and something like 88% of the comments are positive. So, I know, you know, people, look, not everybody likes commercials. I understand that, but... That's unless we charge you for these podcasts. I don't see any other way to pay Dick. And
yeah, and also the other thing is that when we say about we're going to get paid, I mean, Leo, my travel budget for trade shows is $12,000 to $15,000 a year.
You're kidding, really?
I go all over the country.
Wow.
The hardware show, the pet show, the gourmet show, the garden show, the lawn show, the mat show, a couple of boat shows.
So this is going to really help out.
So
that's
so
great.
The thing is,
I didn't realize.
I mean, even though gadgets find their way to my desk,
you have to go out and look
for
them. And that's one of the things that I like about you. One of the reasons we're doing this with you is because you find gadgets that nobody else does.
Yeah, no, it's very funny. Like at CES, when everybody goes to CES, I go down I start in the basement because the main floor is Panasonic, Sony, Philips. Yeah, but all the reporters are there. You know, you can't get into the Sony press conference because there are 700 reporters.
And everybody knows about it. We don't need that coverage. We need you to cover it.
I'm downstairs, and more than once I've had someone say, "A member of the press down here?
They're grateful.
Can I shake your hand?"
Now, and of course, you're always looking for new products to put in your gadget warehouse. Hey, you know, I have something tomorrow I think you probably never heard of. I'm going to see if I could stump you on my Turn the Tables Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow's Turn the Table Tuesday.
I have found a classic Dickie D gadget. It's one that if you don't know about, you're going to want to know about.
Oh, okay. Okay, should I do another letter?
Yeah, I love your letters.
Before we go?
I love your letters.
Dick, I went to the Los Angeles County Fair, and to my surprise, I saw the Cruisin' Cooler in action. The Cruisin' Cooler, in case you missed that podcast, is a ice chest with a motor inside that you actually drive.
Oh, what a hoot.
It is a hoot.
Were they selling it there, or was there somebody at the fair driving it around?
You know, he just says it was in action. Actually, I
wonder if somebody
saw
was
it.
There driving
it. I actually saw it at the Lawn and Garden Show, and they were driving it.
That's so funny.
I guess they go to different fairs. I also got to see the scrolling LED name tag in use. Not as exciting as the cooler, but nonetheless, it reminded me of the Daily Giz Whiz. That reminded me of you. That reminded me of your mustache. And that made me smile.
I love it.
Isn't that great? And he said, also, I'm a fan of the Match Game, and I TiVo them.
You know what I forgot to mention?
What's that?
Did we mention that the Match Game? We did mention this. The Match Game was the game of all time.
The Match Game came in number one on the Game Show Network as the best game show of all time.
I think we did mention that.
But you know what? This guy had an interesting thing. He said he watches carefully to see my name, but the Game Show Network shrinks the credits.
And it scrolls by real fast.
Yes, exactly. And also, under the contract with when we were originally doing Match Game, credits only ran once a week. So not only do you have a chance to see my name only one in five times, but yeah, a lot of networks do that now. When the credits come out, they shrink it, but it's up there. It's my name is up there, and the Game Show Network. The special they're doing on the Match Game is going to air in October.
Oh, good.
And when I find out the date, I'll let everybody know because I'm on it.
Oh, you are. That's right. They interviewed you.
Yeah, they came to New York City.
Oh, please do. We've got to tell everybody. Yeah. Dick, I'm going to see you tomorrow. It's a Turn the Table
Tuesday. Oh, Turn the Table Tuesday. I can hardly wait. I'm going to sit right here until tomorrow.
I'm going to see if I can stump you with this one. And meanwhile, it's time for another Mad Minute. We'll see you tomorrow, Dick.
Okay, I'll be here.
Hi, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, with another Mad Minute. Our guest today is Dr. Rude, sex therapist. Let's go right to the mailbag.
You mean the female bag? Me?
Our first letter comes from a man in St. Louis. Dear Dr. Rude, I am married, but recently have had thoughts about swinging with my secretary. Do you have any advice?
Yes. Tie the monkey bars first and save the swing for after.
Dear Dr. Rude, my husband likes to smoke after lovemaking, but I hate the filthy habit. Should I forbid him from doing that?
No. You must be democratic. Divide your bed into a smoking and a no-smoking section.
And finally, this question. Dear Dr. Rude, exactly how often should a married couple make love?
I hear this question a million times. There is no standard answer. Everyone is different. As long as you make love between 1.7 and 3.6 times per 27.5 days, you are doing fine, so don't worry about frequently.
Thank you, Dr. Rude.
Or is it the minimum of 2.7 times every 31.4.
This is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer.
Whatever the minus may be.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.